Jambalaya, your new unpredictable music mix that's always delicious. Hear the freshest new releases from all genres any day of the week. Go to cjsf.ca for our schedule and the latest Jambalaya.
Closing out that set from the 1986 Crossroads soundtrack, we had Ry Cooder featuring Sonny Terry on harmonica with Walkin' Away Blues. Before that, from 1927, we had the legendary Blind Willie Johnson with his Blues Hall of Fame inducted, Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground. And I got that set started off with the legendary R.L. Burnside and Boogie Instrumental recorded in 1978. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. This is my first ever all-instrumental show. As I mentioned at the top, you might hear a bit of studio chatter and some humming like in that Blind Willie Johnson song I just played, but there will be no lyrics being sung unless I've messed something up. Starting off this set, it was 47 years ago Tuesday, August 29th, 1976, that Jimmy Reed passed away in Oakland, California at the age of 50 after a decades-long battle with epilepsy and alcoholism. An inaugural member of the Blues Hall of Fame, Jimmy Reed moved to Chicago in 1943, but a two-year stint in the Navy put his career on hold. It wasn't until 1953, when at Albert King's urging, he signed with the newly formed VJ Records and became the first big crossover blues artist, popular with both black and white audiences and outselling Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Elmore James, and Little Walter. One of the first artists to use a neck rack to play harmonica and guitar at the same time, Jimmy Reed's songs influenced and were covered by artists such as Elvis Presley, Lou Rawls, Hank Williams Jr., the Rolling Stones, and hundreds of others. He was nominated for a Grammy Award in 1961, charted 2 albums and 7 songs on Billboard, was nominated for 3 Blues Music Awards, and has 1 album and 2 singles inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1981. Released as a single in December of 1954 and featuring Albert King on drums, from his 1958 Blues Hall of Fame inducted debut album, I'm Jimmy Reed. This is Jimmy Reed with Boogie in the Dark.
And you're listening to Brent Morrison's Rockin' Blues Show.
Closing out that set from his 2015 release Cakewalk, we had Toronto's Voodoo Walters with The Swagger. And I got that set started off with the legendary Jimmy Reed and 1958's Boogie in the Dark from his Blues Hall of Fame inducted I'm Jimmy Reed. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. This is my first ever all-instrumental show. Starting off this set from their 2017 East Coast Music Award nominated Things Keep Looking Up, this is Nova Scotia's Shirley Jackson and her Good Rockin' Daddies with Cool Evening.
Thank you.
Closing out that set from his 2018 release, Lucky Hand, and featuring the legendary Charlie McCoy on harmonica, we had Canada's Steve Dawson with Bentonia Blues. And I got that set started off with four-time Maple Blues Award nominee and two-time winner for Horn Player of the Year, Nova Scotia's Shirley Jackson and her good rockin' daddies with Cool Evening. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. This is my first ever all-instrumental show. Only took nearly 600 episodes to get to it. Taking us across the top of our first hour from 1970's The Complete Albert Collins, this is the Iceman, the master of the Telecaster, the late great Albert Collins, with 69 Underpass Roadside Inn.